Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is an adaptation of a book that tells a unique story about a forger. And it's called Can You Ever Forgive Me?
And this stars Melissa McCarthy. This is no comedy. In fact, it's probably her first dramatic role. And I found it to be quite tedious. I think that the good side of this film is that you can see that Melissa McCarthy can do a dramatic role, but it's a very unlikable role.
You know, this is a fascinating story. Lee Israel was a wonderful writer who was a best-selling biographer who fell on hard times, and in order to make ends meet, she started forging documents from famous other writers, and she was able to mimic their voice so beautifully that everyone thought for the longest time that they were real. And so she was able to make some money at that time. She was a troubled person for sure, and it provides a lot of meat for Melissa McCarthy, and I thought she did a very good job in the role.
It's just the character was so unlikable.
True.
And she forged these autographs, but the character that really stole the show, in my opinion, was her gay male friend.
Right, played by Richard E. Grant. He really gives a very flamboyant performance, and
absolutely.
You're right, he steals every scene he's in.
Yes.
The story itself, I think, does suffer from the fact that, as you said, that she's not a very likable or warm person. The only beings that she cared for very much were her cats.
Yes. And I think at the end of the day, if you're going to see a film and you want to be entertained, this might not be the one.
No, but it is a good acting showcase.
I'll give you that. Melissa McCarthy did make a believable character come to life.
Yes, she did. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.